go on Counterspin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Counterspin. Counterspin is produced each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR, based in New York. If you missed part of today's show or you'd like to hear previous shows, you can find them on our website, fair.org. The show is engineered by Riley Baer. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
From KUT and KUTX Studios.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
Again, I knew I wanted to be in commercial real estate, but I didn't know anybody. So my sister happened to be dating a politician who was an important guy in town, Michael Hightower. So I called Michael. It made sense to me. Let me call the most influential person I knew to see if he knew anybody. He did. He introduced me to a guy named Bill Comer. And I asked Bill, is it possible for me to come and shadow you because I'm thinking about getting into commercial real estate? He said, I'll work it out. It may not be with me, but it'll be somebody in my shop. It ended up being a guy named Steve Galtney. Steve was kind enough to allow me to shadow him, and he took me around, showed me some listings and some properties that he sold before and clients that he was working with. He said, I'm going to take you to a meeting. Don't say anything, but you can sit in on a meeting and listen.
T. Dallas Smith, founder and CEO of T. Dallas Smith & Company, the largest African-American-owned pure tenant representation commercial real estate firm in the country. For more than a decade and a half, TDS & Company has taken pride in catering to the needs of clients requiring office space, industrial facilities, and land. Headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, with affiliate offices in Boston, Dallas, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, and Short Hills, New Jersey, their projects span the nation. In 1989, Smith became the first African-American broker at Cushman & Wakefield of Georgia. 6 years later, he would go on to pioneer the broker division of Atlanta's landmark African-American-owned real estate and construction firm, H.J. Russell & Company. Throughout his career, Smith has dedicated himself to exposing African-Americans to the commercial real estate industry. In case you weren't aware, less than 4% of commercial real estate executives are African-American. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, T. Dallas Smith & Company, with founder and CEO T. Dallas Smith, In Black America.
December 2006. I was partners with another guy, had another company I was partners with, but that company was kind of going under. But during that process, I met a young man who happened to be 19, came to me and wanted to get into real estate. And a lot of people would do that. Nobody years. I would say, do you have your license? And people typically say, no, I don't. I say, get your license. We'll talk. Now, I've done it over years for at least 50 people, and nobody ever came back. But this kid, Leonte Benton, came back in 3 weeks with his license, which is unheard of. And at this point, I'm going, okay, the company I'm a part of is kind of about to go under. I get the epiphany that this kid is a lot like me, and that what I really need to do is start a brokerage company, and I can help this guy and help other people who look like me get into the space.
Under T. Dallas Smith leadership, his commercial real estate firm, T. Dallas Smith & Company, will go on to work with some of the largest companies in the nation, from Microsoft and Coca-Cola to AT&T and FedEx. Born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, Smith grew up in an all-black...
Whet up your axe, whistle up your dog. Whet up your axe and whistle up your dog. We're off to the woods to hunt groundhog, groundhog. Old Joe Digger, Sam and Dave. Old Joe Digger, Sam and Dave went a hog hunting hard as they could stave, groundhog. Too many rocks, too many logs. Too many rocks and too many logs. Too many rocks to hunt groundhog, groundhog. He's in here, boys, the holes wore slick. He's in here, boys, the holes wore slick. Run here, Sam, with your fork and stick, groundhog. Stand back, boys, let's be wise. Stand back, boys, and let's be wise. I think I see his beaded eyes, groundhog. Yonder comes Sam with a 10-foot pole. Yonder comes Sam with a 10-foot pole to rouse that groundhog out of his hole, groundhog. Grab him by the tail and pull him out. Grab him by the tail and pull him out. Great God Almighty, ain't a groundhog stout, groundhog. Here he comes all in a whirl. Here he comes all in a whirl. He's the biggest groundhog in this world, groundhog. Work, boys, work hard as you can tear. Work, boys, work hard as you can tear. The meat'll do to eat and the hide'll do to wear. Groundhog. Skin him out and tan his hide. Skin him out and tan his hide. Best darn shoestrings of a high tried. Groundhog. Children scream, the children cried. Children scream, the children cried. They love that groundhog cooked and fried. Groundhog. I love my groundhog stewed and fried. Love my groundhog stewed and fried. A little plate of soup is sitting by the side. Groundhog. Up steps Sal with a snigger and a grin. Up steps Sal with a snigger and a grin. Groundhog grease all over her chin. Groundhog. Hello, Mama, make Sam quit. Hello, Mama, make Sam quit. He's eating all the hog and don't leave me a bit. Groundhog. Hello, boys, ain't it a sin? Hello, boys. Ain't it a sin? Rots that gravy run down Sam's chin. Groundhog. Wow. Watch him, boys, he's about to fall. Watch him, boys, he's about to foul. He's at till his pants won't button at all. Groundhog.
Company's here. Our company that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Coast Town, Phoenix, WSHA FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Radio Garden, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and other internet radio services, and our own slbradio.org. Lots of fun on today's program. I'm going to go backwards in our last hour today. Think Forgotten Fiddles, fresh the morning after their Calliope folk concert last night. We have Canadian-based folk band Medusa, whose music includes playing historic instruments from Sweden and Poland, known as knee fiddles. They'll be a lot of fun. That's at 11 Eastern this morning. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, we have original teen music from the Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School Songwriting Club, and a couple students from Junior Achievement and the 18 Under 18 Awards Program, who are going to tell us about the great things they've been doing. That, plus puzzles, games, and a lot of fun all morning long, including a pop quiz in just a few moments. It's great to meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain, ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Come on, soothe me. I want to thank you for the joy that you give to me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and the rhyme and the harmony. You carry me along. You're making me strong. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away. Come on, come on, come on, and take me down, take me down, free my soul. Oh, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll, drift away, oh, drift away.
Tom Rush getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade with a song you might remember from Dobie Gray. Coming up by request, music from Dolly Parton, Emmy Lou Harris, and Linda Ronstadt from their Trio album.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Our Youth Media Center is open for February, as it is every month, but we have some new programs, including a poetry cafe today at noon, intro to film sound on February 4th at 4 o'clock, Finding Your Voice, February 11th at 4, a Black History Roundtable, February 15th at noon. Almost too much to remember. That's why we put the calendar for you online at ymc.slbradio.org. You can download it. You can share the link with a friend. And learn more. All programs are free to area teens. ymc.slbradio.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our pop quiz. This puzzle was a lot of fun. After I thought of it and put it through the Saturday Light Brigade Proving Grounds, which mostly existed in my head, I was thinking, is this going to be playable and fun or not? And a little bit goes into thinking it through. And it turns out it is a lot of fun. And I hope you have fun with it. Dog, D-O-G, dog, is an example of an animal that ends with the letter G, D-O-G. Can you name five other animals whose names end with the letter G? It's as simple as that. Name five animals whose names end with the letter G. When you do so, I hope you'll share your answers with us. Ricky and I are both standing by to answer your call. You can phone or text us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You can also use our toll-free line 1-888-SLB-RADIO or interact live at slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris now. This is for Dust Bowl in Warren, Ohio.
Last night as I lay on the boxcar, just waiting for a train to pass by, what will become of the hobo whenever time comes to die? There's a master up yonder in heaven, got a place that we might call home. Well, we have to work for a living, or can we continue to roam?
Such a great marriage of Tom Paxton's lyrics and Hill's singing. The things I notice now, Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris. Before that, the Saturday Light Brigade with Hobo's Meditation. We are looking for animals whose names end with the letter G. And a lot have been coming through. I'll share those answers with you. And if you've been keeping a list on your own, it might be fun to see if other folks came up with ones that you have. Good morning to Barbara in Highland Park. She came up with pig, hog, stag, frog, bug, and slug, and the ever-lovable pug. Bruce is in Ingram with pig, hog, groundhog, frog, bug, and pollywog. Tom in McCandless has red wing, blackbird, or shoes, he says, but for the animal, we'll take the blackbird. Hog, pig, frog, slug, starling, that's a good one, and groundhog. John in Carrick has hog, pig, nag, slug, lemming, starling, waxwing, and bunting. Nice. And John is in economy with warthog, hedgehog, groundhog, lemming, bullfrog, pig, hog, earwig, and one that I think he may exclusively have, herring. Russ and Sharon are in King, North Carolina, with pig, bug, hog, stag, groundhog, hedgehog, ladybug, lapdog, warthog, slug, pug, starling, earwig, bedbug, stickbug, pollywog, and then some out-of-the-box ones, he writes, litterbug, shutterbug, bigwig, and whig. And how about a fertilized egg, he writes, soon to be a chicken. We'll accept that. Thank you, Russ and Sharon. Mark is in Irwin with pug, starling, gelding. That's the first for that. Stag, nag, hedgehog, groundhog, warthog, pollywog, earwig, stinkbug, and prairie dog. Vivian has frog, and the variations of hog, such as warthog and hedgehog and hog itself. Also pig, dog, and stag. Barb and Tom are in Stallstown. They add quahog to the list. Jim in Blackridge has hog, pig, warthog, frog, bulldog, stag, slug, bug, ladybug, mustang. Very good. Pug, hedgehog, earwig, and grayling. Also has boom sling. That's one I'll have to look up. I believe you. I just don't know what it is. Oh, it's a snake. That's good. It's the Lunar New Year, the year of the snake. A boom sling is a highly venomous snake. Oh, that's bad. A little bit of the good with the bad. Thank you, Jim. Here's Johanna. We enjoy working with Johanna at the Academy Schools. She has frog, hog, warthog, pig, guinea pig, hedgehog, humming, bird, and king cobra. We offer a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the list of animals. We also have Linda and Collier with pig, frog, stag, hog, pug, and warthog. Ron has pollywog, bug, slug, cedar, waxwing, and nag. And a few more came in. Jim in Crafton Heights has the pot belly pig, the stag, the quahog, and orang, and a dugong. James has pig, frog, hog, ladybug, and duckling. Tommy has binturong, which he says is a bearcat, frog, the manatee's relative dugong, horned frog, hedgehog, lemming, pig, slug, blue tang, warthog, and guinea pig. Just a few others. Kathy has frog, gelding, duckling, earwig, hedgehog, hog, lemming, slug, and warthog. Mark has lemming, warthog, pig, frog, and ladybug. Sue has hog, pig, frog, pollywog, bug, warthog, duckling, gosling. I think that's a first. Lemming and pug. Sue is in South Park. Jeff has frog, pig, hog, groundhog, hedgehog, and ladybug. And that gets us up to date with this morning's pop quiz. I do believe a charge was promised. Well, Don, if you came up with the correct answer, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is coming up in just a few moments with our Hysteriddle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Easy rider, see what you have done. You took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the. You took my woman, now you're on the run. I wish I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I would swim across the ocean and bring my baby. Swim across the ocean and bring my baby. Swim across the ocean and bring my baby to me. I'm leaving you, baby, I gotta be moving on. If you don't believe it, count the days. I don't believe it, count the days. I'm. You don't believe it, count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna go to Chicago, but baby, I can't take you. There ain't nothing in Chicago for an ugly woman. Nothing in Chicago for an ugly woman. Nothing in Chicago for an ugly woman to do. Easy rider, see what you have done. Well, you took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the. You took my woman, now you're on the run. Bob, and the truth must now be told. I was kissing pretty women since I was 5 years. Kissing pretty women since I was 5 years. Kissing pretty women since I was 5 years old. Easy rider, see what you have done. Well, you took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the. Took my woman, now you're on the run. To watch her, shoot old Thelma just to watch her, shoot old Thelma just to watch her fall. Anybody ask you who composed this song?
Tell him it was me and it didn't take very. Tell him it was me and it didn't take very. Tell him it was me and it didn't take very long.
Bob Gibson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Susie in Alexandria had some more animals ending with G. She wrote them down on a receipt, which might be from Target. I see a little bit of the logo up at the top. Frog, groundhog, pug, hog, warthog, and pig. And I think dog is in there, too. Thank you, Susie. And some other animals ending in G. A Patrick is in South Park with pig, hog, pollywog, earwig, frog, and hedgehog. And that gets us up to date. Although I should check Facebook. And I'll do that shortly. And then our history riddle will be forthcoming. In fact, I'm checking Facebook right now and I see that Ralph, good morning Ralph, has ladybug, bullfrog, hedgehog, earwig, and dugong.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile format that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including February's romance guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Hello to Ross, who mentions the passing of Mary Ann Faithful on January 35th. She died at the age of 78. And at the age of 16, sung as Tears Go By, the first song written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. I'm not sure if we have a Mary Ann Faithful in our library. I'll see what we've got. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's history riddle. And here's hoping you will take a guess and earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. He was born November 30th, 1835, and raised in the town of Hannibal, Mo. And on February 2nd, 1863, he began using a pen name that most have come to know. As a result of this change, his monogram went from SJC to MT. And it was under this name that the characters of TS and HF came to be. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Once again, he was born November 30th, 1835, and raised in the town of Hannibal, Mo. And on February 2nd, 1863, he began using a pen name that most have come to know. As a result of this change, his monogram went from SJC to MT, and it was under that name that the characters of TS and HF came to be. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck. Danny Hicks now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I'm like the people, the kind like you see, in line at the depot, waiting for the 103, waiting for the 103. At times it's later, coming later than usually. At times it don't come, and never picks up him or me. of you. Don't put it off, procrastinate, you're running out of time. The window is closing fast for you to make that climb. How long will you just wonder what it's like to touch the sky? It's time that you see those heights with your own two eyes. Is a deeper shade of blue. Elegance and splendor are waiting there for you. If you don't climb the mountain, man, you can't enjoy the view. To never love than to have loved and lost. Your heart will fly like an eagle. Choose to let it go. Let love take you places that your heart has never known. You have to take a risk to find the love that's true. Never let your fear make the choice for you. If you don't climb a mountain, then you can't enjoy.
Wilson Badjo, company at the Saturday Light Brigade. If you don't climb the mountain, you can't enjoy the view. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks with Waiting for the 103. Here again is this morning's history riddle. He was born November 30th, 1835. And raised in the town of Hannibal, Moa, and on February 2nd, 1863, he began using a pen name that most have come to know as a result of this change. His monogram went from SLC to MT, and it was under that name that the characters of TS and HF came to be. 412-200-5975. Bonnie in Observatory Hill came up with the correct answer. Well done, Bonnie. And some other correct answers to pass along. John in Carrick. Russ in King, North Carolina. Tommy got the correct answer, too, in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Larry in Elwood City also came up with the correct answer. Good morning, Larry. Patrick in South Park got it. So did Tom in McCandless and Carrie in Oil City. Linda, half of the dynamic duo up early and two for two this morning. John in Economy Borough also came up with it. As did Stu in McCandless. And Rich in Freeport. Isn't it nice that you're not the only one up this morning? Playing along, Mike and Mars just checked in. Good morning, Mike. He's got the correct answer as well. And we are about to go chat with some folks. I'm going to start with Susie, and then we'll chat with Bruce thereafter. Hello, Susie. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. You.
I was going to see how many dishes I could clean before I you got me off hold, and I got through all of them.
I think I'm glad. I'm glad we gave you some nice music to listen to as you were doing dishes. I sometimes try to
And it was a good. It was a good. I was at the point where I was doing dishes every night, and things have been a little crazy in my life, and so this is 2 days of dishes.
Oh no!
And so it was a good motivation. Let's see how fast I can get these done.
It is. I do that kind of stuff too. Like, what can I do while this song is playing? What can I do?
Yeah, they're not rinsed. they're just suds.
But they're scrubbed. That's the hard. Rinsing's
yes,
the fun
scrubbed.
Part.
What so I can sit down now and talk to you.
What extra charge to you for that?
And thank you.
Can you identify all those various monograms? SLC?
Well, Samuel Clemens.
Right.
Mark Twain, Missouri.
And there was HF.
Huckleberry.
Yes.
Huckleberry Finn. And Tom Sawyer.
Yes, indeed. You've got them. I almost put Becky Thatcher in there, too, but there was only so much room.
Yeah.
Well done. And it was Groundhog Day that he decided to pick up the name Mark Twain, and he used that for the rest of his career. And Connecticut, what was it, a Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court? Was that one of his...
Right, yes, it was.
He really wrote so many books and considered the father of American literature by many people, including William Faulkner and Ernest Hemingway. Is he still popular for people? You might know as a librarian. Do a lot of people come and...
People come and ask for him. I think he's not as popular, you know, as he obviously was. But people do, you know, I do, you know, every once in a while, oh, do you have Tom Sawyer? Oh, do you have Huck Finn? You know.
Probably people that read it in their childhood looking to share it.
Yeah.
Others.
Yeah.
Oh, the Jumping Frog of Calaveras County.
Yes.
I forgot about that one. The celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County was another. I'm looking at his list. And
I think he did the, was it The Prince and the Pauper? Was that one of his? I know the story was, but I can't remember if that was the title.
You know, I'm not sure.
There was a movie, and I know it was based on Mark Twain, and it was like, so it was one of the first movies, you know, movies to books to movies that I saw of his. And it's a, you know, it's like one of those, you know, they switch places.
Indeed, it was his novel published in 1881, first in Canada, then in 1882 in the U.S., The Prince and the Pauper.
Oh, okay.
You have a good good memory of these things. Well done. We're going to get, there's a couple other calls, it looks like.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now we'll talk with Bruce, who is next, and then I see Dust Bowl is here. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, Larry, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And
Hannibal, Missouri was a dead giveaway.
Yeah, yes, it would either be Mark Twain or Shoeless Joe.
I didn't know Shoeless Joe Jackson was from Hannibal, Missouri.
Well, I know, at least in the movie Damn Yankees, there's a song, Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. Now, I don't think it's the same. Am I right, Ricky? Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe? Yeah, da 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 da. I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you never know. I would add that he got the name Mark Twain. He worked on a riverboat.
Mm-hmm.
And they they would drop a rope off the side of the boat with knots in it to check the depth of the river. And there was, I think there was a knot every foot in the rope to see how deep the river was. And the river had to be 12 feet deep for the steamboat to go through the river.
Mm.
And when they dropped the rope into the river and would got to the 12th knot, they would yell Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
To tell the whole boat captain that the safe to proceed.
And that's John Hartford's album. Mark Twang is a bit of an homage to that, right?
It is. But that's, I thought, Susie knows an awful lot about books. So I thought I would add that because I don't think she mentioned that.
She's hard to top when it comes to books. Here, I just found this.
Shoeless Joe! And that's my story, fellas. And I got a feeling it's only the beginning. Who came along in a puff of smoke?
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Mo.
Strong as the heart of a
So that's from the 1994 Broadway cast of Damn Yankees.
Well, it's interesting. I wonder if he's actually from Hannibal, Missouri.
Makes me wonder. That is more research than I might be able to do in real time. It's a fun musical. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I have never seen that.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm going to put it on my list.
Good to talk to you, and hope to talk to you soon. Take it easy.
You bet. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Here comes Dust Bowl. Hello, Dust Bowl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. You knew who we were looking for as well. Who did you come up with?
Yes, sir. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, indeed.
Was it Mark Twain or Mickey Thompson? And I'm not sure you would know who Mickey Thompson was.
No. Who is Mickey Thompson?
High performance racer.
Oh, as the MT. I would not have known Mickey Thompson.
Right. But he did a lot of land speed record stuff. He had a bizarre passing that his manager, somehow they had a difference in manager... manager killed him.
Oh no. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
it's kind of crazy.
Almost a crime of passion, or sometimes when people are so closely connected like that, their emotions get the best of them.
You gotta think it's gonna be a money thing going on in there.
Yeah.
Somebody was balked out of some money there and somebody got even.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy, but and you're talking about the railroad trains there with that song by Emmy Lou and the crew there.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite train ride is the Cog Railroad in Mount Washington, New Hampshire.
I was going to say, where? Mount Washington, New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's New Hampshire. Anyhow, it's a steam-powered, is it cogs under the... in the middle of the train. There's two tracks, and then there's cogs in the middle.
Huh.
And you climb up the hill, and the boiler sits at a 45-degree angle, because when you're going up the hill, the hot coals would, like, roll out. So you go up to the top of the mountain. Halfway up, you got to stop and get more water because your steam, you lost your steam because you'd
been
boiling so long. And then you continue up there, and you get to spend 20 minutes at the observatory at the top of the hill. And it's the highest point on the East Coast, this particular Mount Washington.
Interesting.
So, it's somewhere near incline, but it's a steam-powered deal. And it was kind of interesting. You're running in a wooden coach, windows opening, and warm day, and the soot's blowing in on you. And you're getting to feel like the 1800s or something like that when you're riding in this fog railroad up the hill. So.
Wow, that's... is Mount Washington, New Hampshire, is where you would board that. Is that where it is, Mount Washington, New Hampshire? I just wanted to be sure I got that correctly.
I think it is.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure I made a note of it. That sounds like a fascinating run. Thanks, Dust Bowl. A charge to you. Take care. And another Hannibal Mo, Mike and Mars, mentions that Colonel Potter from MASH hails from Hannibal, Missouri. Congratulations if you knew we were looking for Mark Twain or Samuel Langhorne Clemens. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
Watching the bubbles in my beer disappear, my mind is taken far away from here to a better way of living, to a world much more forgiving. We were just like children who had run away from home. That old jukebox plays a lot of memories. Takes me back to 1983, floating down the river, sailing on the wind, living like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. I'm thankful for the memories I'm able to recall. Me and Huckleberry, we had ourselves a ball, writing songs of broken loves and places we had been, living like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. We call at the spree of 83, old Huckleberry and me, floating down the river, sailing on the wind, living like Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Now if you see old Haggard out there in the west, tell him Austin Freddie Power sends his family all the best, and take another quarter and play that song again,
written by Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Freddie Powers and Merle Haggard, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, starting off this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. And we have a brigade charade puzzle just moments away.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee Experiment on the unethical treatment of five unknowing participants in this secret study. Feed the Beast runs from February 13th through February 23rd at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details available at newhorizontheater.org.
That was May, who is...